I thought we had a good second quarter in the first half there, you know. I thought we were solid, we controlled the game. We were dealing with puckouts well. I thought, yeah, we used the ball well. Scoring chances were at a premium now tonight with the conditions.
Yeah.
Very hard, but you know, anybody that was in possession in the scoring zone was under a lot of pressure too. I think both teams worked very, very hard in defence and made it very difficult for the forwards to get their shots off. So a score from play tonight was a premium score, if you like.
Yeah.
And there were few and far between. I suppose there was a good few scores from frees.
And would you be disappointed then, having had such a good start to the second half, to go six up, like to let Cork back into it, or can you be reading too much into that at this time of year?
Listen, you know, they took their goal chance well. You know, it was a mistake on our part. We coughed up the ball. It was a turnover on the far side of the field.
Yeah.
And when it's unstructured like that, you're vulnerable, especially with a side like Cork. So, you know, it's not, you know, unless you get your players to really react very intensely at that moment of time, you know, you're vulnerable. So, and especially against a Cork, side like Cork. So, listen, all told, happy with the performance. We probably put ourselves in a position to win the game,
yeah,
and probably, you know, should have. But listen, it's a good start. It's something for us to build on going forward now, and that's our focus for the next 7 days. You know, we've Tipperary next Sunday,
yeah.
So we've got a bit of work to do during the week, and you know, a good start. More to do.
And like beforehand, there was a bit of talk externally, like about how obviously Cork beat me twice last year. Like, was that, was that just a sideshow, basically, like something not within the camp, given that neither team was at full strength, like it wasn't going to be a championship intensity game?
You know, that's an outside perception, if you like, you know. Within both camps, I'm sure everybody's just very focused on the game that's coming up, the performance, getting it right. If you're thinking about what happened last year, or the last day, your mind is in the wrong place. So I think everybody was very focused on tonight and maximising their opportunity here tonight. You know, lots of players are getting an opportunity, you know, as you say, not, you know, there was a good lot of changes from the last time we met. So it was a great opportunity for lads to get the game time under their belt. And, you know, they didn't do too badly at all.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of fellas will see that they've, you know, plenty to work off of there to say, listen, that's not a bad start, let's go again next week.
And do you know the severity of Groves' injury yet?
I don't. But it's a cut on the end. It's going to take a number of stitches to get it fixed. So, listen, this time of the year, you're going to pick up things like that. And, we'll be fine. He'll be fine.
John, just on that, how do you think Jason Gallant done for a start tonight? Stepped up with two crucial scores there in the second half.
Listen, you know, without getting into the performance of individual players, you know, we look at it from a team perspective, you know, and I think everybody tonight, you know, really rode in behind the performance, and everybody contributed at various times during the course of the game, you know, including Jason. And you have to just, you know, applaud their effort and, you know, again, look to next weekend, look to build on that and improve. And I think every player will be very much focused on that for the week ahead.
And could we see some of the players who didn't play tonight against Tipperary?
Well, you see, it's a very full picture going forward now for the next couple of weeks. We've Fitzgibbon Cup quarter-final this Wednesday, semi-final the following Wednesday, final the following Saturday. So we have to wait and see how things pan out. So, you know, there's lots of little bits and pieces going on. A few lads picked up knocks tonight, so there'll be, you know, potentially changes there. So, listen, we'll assess during the week where we're at, and we'll put our best foot forward again next weekend.